Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there! Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Welcome, everybody. It is March 22nd, 2021, and you're listening to Big Blend Radio's Happy Hour Show. It is a spring-themed Happy Hour Show, kind of more on the business side because, you know, there's a lot of spring cleaning that happens in our professional and our personal lives, and it's time to do that. We are airing live from Lubbock, Texas, stormy Lubbock, Texas. Listen, Lubbock can go from rain and hail to sunshine to wind to rain and hail to sunshine again. It's crazy, but it is a beautiful, beautiful area. So, like, you know, it's spring weather is happening. It will spring from one minute to the other. So we're here. We're your hosts, Nancy Reed and Lisa Smith, the crazy mother-daughter team, traveling on our Love Your Parks tour across the country, also publishers of Big Blend Radio and TV Magazine and Parks and Travel Magazine. Both are digital interactive publications. Parks and Travel Magazine coming out this week. So if you go to nationalparktraveling.com, sign up for our newsletter to get it in your email box. And very excited. Today's guests on our show are all experts with Big Blend, have been on their shows for years. And so we're going to start off in Pennsylvania. Nancy, are you ready? You good?
Yes.
I'm just making sure you're still there because, like, I feel like we should put ruby red slippers on, like, at any point.
I'm looking out the window, and it's gone as absolutely quiet and calm. There's
that's
no wind.
Kind of
there's
scary.
No rain. I know, but there it
that's
is.
That's scary. It's cool, though. Hey, listen, we also have Cusco the cat here, so everything's good. But our first guest is in Pennsylvania. We're going to chat with Lee Brovedani. She comes, by the way, of Canada. She is known as the Trust Architect, and I encourage you to go to her website, leebrovedani.com. That's L-E-A. Brovedani is B-R-O-V-E-D-A-N-I. It's your first test. LeeBrovedani.com, she, like I was saying, is one of the leaders in North America in regards to trust. She's also the author of Trust Me, Restore Belief and Confidence in an Uncertain World, as well as Trusted Secrets from an Inspired Leader. So keep up with her at LeeBrovedani.com. You also see her articles and interviews on BlendRadioAndTV.com. So Lee, how are you?
You know, it is spring here. I was out doing my meditation in the labyrinth. The birds were singing, and you can smell the soil. It's just amazing. Dogs are barking. Birds are singing. Trees are blooming. It's spring. It's absolutely gorgeous.
This is awesome. In Pennsylvania, you're outside of Philadelphia, right? All right. I get it.
Yeah, well, it's
around.
Like 20 minutes if I were ever to get on the train again, which I will eventually. It only takes 20 minutes to get into downtown Philly.
Wow. Well, we'll see you because we're coming back east. You know, we're going west and then back east and then west and then back east again because, you know, that's how we roll. But we'll see you soon. Hopefully this year we can make it happen. I know we almost did last year, but maybe this year we can make it happen. Things are opening up a little bit more. Things got to still be diligent and keep our masks on and all of that. So, we gotta be careful there. But we're going to hop over to California. So talking about traveling, I'm going to bring Donette Silver-Carter on. She is the CEO of Tulare Chamber of Commerce. Tulare is in the center of California, in the agricultural heartland. There's all kinds of crops grown, from almonds to plums to also livestock and dairy and cheese. And they're also home to the sequoias, Sequoia National Park, Kings Canyon National Park, Sequoia National Forest, a place we've been covering for years and visiting for years. However, we are long due for a visit, and we will be there this time next month. So anyway, check out TulareChamber.org. Also, planning a trip out there, go to discoverthesequoias.org. That is through the Sequoia Tourism Council that Donette is also on the board of. So welcome back, Donette. How are you?
I am doing great, ladies. It's so good to be chatting with you and the other guests. And it is a beautiful spring day in Tulare, California. And I think our weather is around 65 degrees. It's just gorgeous outside. And I, you know, just was listening about the blooms on the East Coast. Let me tell you, We have such great blossoming trees here. It is just absolutely gorgeous and wonderful opportunity to be here in Central California and to take those blossom trails and go for a ride or a walk or a drive, however you're going to do it. There's a lot of beauty here.
You know, this is amazing, too, because we've been there in the spring, and there's a magical time, which I believe we're going to hit it, right? To end of April is the orange blossom time.
Yep,
are we going to be
intoxicated
again?
Yes, you are. You know, it really is. It is a beautiful time to come here. And, you know, we'll still have, you know, all of the wildflowers as well, too. So, you know, out and about in all of our foothills. And just I love nature's painted palette. It's so beautiful. And so we're going to take you around so that you can get a little refreshed, since it has been a while since your last visit. And we'll get up to the sequoias as well. And just really looking forward to welcoming you back to our area. And I know Priscilla's been missing, you know, Jenny, our painted cow in our office. So she's going to come back and visit too. So
yes. Priscilla's little sock monkey's been away during COVID times because of keeping sanitation and everything, but I think she'll wear her mask. The last time she was out and about was in the snow in Madison, Wisconsin, with pink dolphins, because that's how Madison, Wisconsin rolls. But she's ready to come back home. Speaking of going back home, Southern California is our birthplace. Nancy and I both born in Southern California, lived in Southern California, started our magazine in San Diego County. And Bobby DePorter is in our backyard, or our old backyard. Bobby DePorter is known as the Queen of Excellence. She is the co-founder of SuperCamp, which is the world leader in summer youth summer academic achievement camps. It is amazing what they do. You know, teens and preteens stay on site at a campus over the summer and learn what's called the Keys of Excellence that Bobby created. And that's also a family program, by the way, a free family program. I know families are working with kids at home. This is definitely a time to do that. They've done a lot of virtual youth education programs, and also about how to study, how to use the online thing, because from what I've heard, it's really hard to get teenagers online through Zoom to behave and actually take their classes. So it's hard. But it's a hard time for our youth right now. It has been hard. And Bobby definitely knows all about it. I encourage you to go to our website, supercamp.com. Also, qluniverse.com, where they do a lot through their quantum learning network, a lot of online courses. So, Bobby DePorter, how are you?
I'm doing good. Listening to all those descriptions, it's like, want to go out and see the sequoias, that's for sure.
Well, come
and I
on.
Love to walk the labyrinths, Lee, so I made you show up sometime.
Oh, the labyrinths are cool. I know, I love that. I mean, and Lee does it every day, right, Lee? Every day you do a labyrinth.
I do. I do.
Your walk. See,
very
that's
nice.
A good, like.
It's how I start my day.
Oh, very nice.
I love
very
it.
Very nice.
Well, you know,
how
in San
is,
Diego, it's been kind of cool over the last couple of weeks. So, but today is really warm and sunny, so appreciate it.
Yeah.
How are things in regards to SuperCamp and QL Universe? I mean, are things easing back into – I know this is like the burning question of what's going on with schools across the country. Some are open. Now they're saying 3 feet distance. Everything's different depending on where. What are you seeing like in the future for even SuperCamp? Do you think it's going to happen this year for the youth to be able to go back into some kind of normal with your SuperCamp programs? They've been going for over 30 years. I mean, it's amazing what you've been doing.
And actually, this summer is our 40th year this summer. So.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wow. Yeah, that we're making our 40th year, because last summer we did do a SuperCamp. It was virtual for the first time in, you know, 39 years. It was the first time, but this summer we are planning for on-site and doing all the safety protocols, and it just feels wonderful. You know, the parents are just so wanting their kids to get back together and in person and learning and craving that. So we're looking forward to it. We're getting official, I think, guidelines in the camp industry the end of this month, so waiting for that. But we have things. We're enrolling parents right now and working with our sites and getting ready. So excited.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Speaking of San Diego, Ward Heinrichs, a San Diego employment attorney. He is known as the best employment attorney in San Diego. Just go to his website, bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. I know he's super busy, and we're even lucky to have him on the show because I think things are changing and all kinds of laws keep changing, and Ward is super busy, but we're so happy he's here. Ward, how are you?
I'm doing well, and thanks for that intro. Things just really started ratcheting up for me recently. Just certain projects are just starting to click, and yeah, it's been busy. But you know what? We're starting to get some good weather. I usually say that San Diego gets its spring in January. Mm-hmm. I used to coach for softball, some of my girls in softball, and we'd pick teams in the beginning of January. We start practices at like the middle of January, and it was always nice. But this year, as you've heard, it's been a little cold, so colder mm-hmm. for than what we're normally used to, but it's starting to really kick into springtime weather now.
Oh, it's so beautiful in San Diego. I'm excited to go home, like to California. It feels good. California, if you haven't been to California and you like historic fiction, I just want to say everyone read California. I think it's California Dreaming of California Gold from John Jakes. It's one of the best historic novels of California to understand the state of how it got settled. And that's kind of how I feel right now. I'm like, we've been all over. We've been to over 21 states in the last year. Mm-hmm. During COVID, yes, crazy, but parks and really social distancing and being good. And I'm homesick a little. Nancy, do you feel like that too, like as well? Like you just kind of, you miss California. I do. I want to go home a little bit.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you do because you know the weather, but all the places we've been, I mean, and it's like a whirlwind, but every single place has its own personality. And then, so you're going from, it's like if you met like 100 new people all at the same time, talking to you at the same time. And you're like, okay, I need to regroup and have some time to think through all the experiences because it's been absolutely amazing. And I have to say every town, every city, every state has its own thing going for them.
And the people.
A lot of the times they have more going for them than they know. We're looking from outside, and we see so much that they don't even mention. So it's interesting, you know?
Mm.
Interesting.
We can't wait. It's going to be great. I, you know, we're here on a happy hour. It's spring. And listen, the sun is starting to shine. I think we're going to get a rainbow here in Lubbock because why not? Listen, we're in the land of Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly, you know, was raised here, lived here. His house, his family house is here at the park. They have a Buddy Holly park and plaza and everything here. So I just want to give like a shout out. My toast, happy hour toast, is to Buddy Holly and the crickets. I just want to do that. So that's my toast. Like, because when you think about old school rock and roll and you listen back to those old songs, like how can you like not dig it? Like they're good songs and feel good songs. And you got to think about what it was like to live on the plains and hear that music on cattle ranches. And, you know, you're secluded from everywhere and the radio was your thing to tune into. And here comes rock and roll. Old school rock and roll and Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Come on, that'll be the day. So I want to start off the happy hour like toast to music here in Lubbock, because listen, you know how to change your tune every few minutes with your weather. So I'm going to go with the music. But so let's start out with happy hour toast. Lee, what are you toasting to? It's happy hour. What are you eating, drinking? What's going on?
Well, I'm going to give a toast to someone who made me so happy that for the rest of the day I couldn't stop smiling, and that's the vaccinator.
Oh.
Wow. So all of those people out there that are vaccinating and are just,
you make my butt clench. And seriously, because whenever you think of a vaccine, my butt just like, no, don't stick me in the
butt. Don't give it to you in your butt, though, Lisa.
I know, but it still happens. It's an automatic reaction.
It sounds like the Terminator, the vaccinator. I'll
the
be back.
Vaccinator. But it's a cheerful thing, I'll tell you. You know, it's there's a whole thing that when you walk in, you feel one way, and when you walk out, there's just this huge let go of tension. It's fabulous. Fabulous. So my toast is to all those vaccinators who are keeping us safe.
What are you toasting with? What are you eating and drinking for spring?
Well, I'm actually drinking a really nice Merlot, and I don't ask me what the name is because it's just red and wet and tastes good.
Well, there you go. Okay. And listen, she knows how to make cheese biscuits or cheese scone, like whatever you're baking, like just send it. We're coming to your house, you know. We're coming to the Labyrinth, we're coming to your house. We want what you're baking. I'm just saying. So, Donette, what is going on for you out in Tulare? What are you toasting to? What are you eating? What are you drinking? Oh, my God, like California Mexican food? Seriously?
Oh,
El Tapatio?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I have to tell you, I was just there on Saturday night. We drove over to Porterville, and we were talking about you. Yes, we're going to have to do that when you guys come
over.
We're
going to redo the big margarita with the beer, the big giant margaritas.
Oh, absolutely. We will do that. You have to redo that because it's just so much fun. And a toast to my old stomping grounds of Porterville, which is nearby. Mm. But you know what? We're talking about food. And so what I'm thinking, too, is that we need a toast to the restaurants because our restaurants have been the ones that have been so challenged over the last year. And we just moved into a new opening tier so we can have some indoor dining. And we have worked with our restaurants as, you know, they have struggled in the last year. And so my toast is to the restaurants. They have been hanging in there as best they can. And I'm not even going to choose which one as far as food because they're all delicious and wonderful. And they have all types of great beverages that they offer. So I don't want to choose between them because I think we should just choose them all and just totally make our way through all of our restaurants. And so anything you want out there, it's going to be available here. And that's one of the things I really like about the area that we live in is that all of the flavors of the region. So the flavors, you know, of the various different kinds of restaurants that we have. And we have breweries in our area as well. And so just a lot of fun, you know, when you
And
you've
got a restaurant
visit,
and an airplane. Listen, what's
we
going on
do.
Going?
And you know
I
what?
Love that.
And speaking of Mexican food, it's now the Flying Taco. So it's a lot of fun.
Seriously.
No way.
So we've got to go and visit that. And
cool.
So we're going to take you there, and we're going to take you, you know, throughout Tulare County for a lot of unique experiences. But I hold my glass up in praise of our restaurants who have been sticking with it and keeping people in jobs. And I can't wait for us to continue to open up some more. Yeah. So whether it's going to be Mexican food, Italian food, Portuguese food, and on and on, you're going to find it here, and it's delicious. And they deserve mini toasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Cheers.
The restaurants have really, you know, it's been so hard, like especially at the beginning. You know, it's like, hey, put your order in, you're open, then close, your order goes bad, especially farm to table, and you're in a farming community.
Yeah.
And most restaurants have really gone into farm to table, so it's been really difficult. I want to go to Ward on this with his happy hour toast, but Ward, you work with a lot of restaurants in regards to employment law. So, I mean, do you also second this on raising a glass to restaurants? Because they've had to not only endure what is going on with COVID and employees and, you know, keeping them safe and maybe having to let some go or, you know, I don't know. It's been hard for restaurants and the workers, the owners, the workers. But then all the employment laws change and in some way they're good, in some way it's bad. So it's like, don't you second that toast? I know you probably have a secondary toast here, but don't you second Donette's toast?
Well, yeah, I have a primary toast, but that's a good one. That's a good secondary toast. I just went out to a place called Bully's down here, and I think everyone kind of knows it from San Diego. And it was just delightful. I mean, just
cool.
A great atmosphere. Yeah, and it's good to see that their doors are open. People can go inside. You know, you still have to wear a mask until you sit down and do all those great things. But things are starting to open up a little bit, and I am happy for that restaurant. And they're not one of my clients, but some of the restaurants that are my clients.
They will be now. Listen.
What's that? Oh, they might be. Now that I mention them.
You must call Ward now. But yeah,
no, that's a good toast. I agree with that. And it is good to see things open up.
What is your toast?
Oh, well, I'm going to raise a glass to youth athletics in general, because it's just great to see those kids getting out again. You know, like I said, I used to coach softball and a little basketball. And specifically, the NCAA tournament. I love the fact that it's back. My family always has this big bracket thing going on. I have three brackets with them. Then I got a buddy who's got a giant bracket pool, and I got a bracket with him. And it's just fun to see it again because, you know, last year they didn't have it at all. They canceled it. So I'm so happy that sports are open, and specifically I really like the idea of getting the NCAA brackets going again.
I don't know what a bracket is. Because I know what it is in literature.
Yeah. Okay. It's they call it a bracket because there are 64 teams, and they winner takes all in each game. And so when the first 64 play, there are only 32 left, and then after that there's 16 left, and they go all the way down to the last game with the last two teams left. And so that's called a bracket.
Oh.
Can you?
I'm going to get emails about, like, why are you
It's like
stupid.
Pool. It's like playing pool, racquetball.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, American stuff is different for me. Like, you know, I've been to some baseball games and I've been to a basketball and a football thing, and they do look like they're wearing big 80s women's shoulder pads. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Stop it.
But it's, I do. It. I did learn. I learned, and it's interesting. And I think what is great about sports is teamwork and focus and commitment and perseverance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's
absolutely
what has been so hard about COVID is that, you know, so what are you eating and drinking? I mean, are you in the brew mode because you're in San Diego and I know you brew your own beer?
I just discovered this vermouth, this dry vermouth called Dolan. And, you know, I drink a martini once or twice a week maybe kind of thing, but I like it when it's really good. And then this vermouth, I ran out of vermouth and I went into a liquor store and they said, oh, try this. It's called Dolan. And I said, I got to go home and make one. He said it was so great. And it is unbelievably good. I'm sold. Even though it's like three times as expensive as any other vermouth, I'm definitely going to go with this all the time now. It is really good. So that I will raise a martini.
Do you have any munchies, good munchies going on the side? Or you just go
No, the martini and maybe a prime rib, taking it back to the Bully. That's a steak shop. Yeah, do the prime rib with a good, delicious martini. And,
listen, Bully, you better call Ward. He's telling you. He's saying, hello, I'm here. Call 1-800-WARD. No, listen, bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. But let's go over to the Queen of Excellence, Bobby, happy hour. I mean, you've got to – are you feeling good about everything moving and moving forward? I mean – education this year, like, restaurants, sports, but education, the youth. We were having this conversation the other day about the stress on youth's shoulders. They're looking at, here's, you know, this, the political scene, the civil rights scene, the climate change scene. I mean, whatever, all of it, and COVID, in a way, has got to be terrifying to youth, preteens, teens who can get access to information. And some of them have taken that information and run with it and created awesome things. So I've seen that with youth. You know, our youth are doing amazing things. They do create, they do solve
problems of what we're facing in the future. So that's what I'm wondering with you. I know you're going to have a toast, but feeling happy, do you see that resilience with the youth and do you kind of that balance of, I know it's scary for them as well?
It is really scary, and actually the numbers are showing most, you know, far too many youth, you know, are kind of checked out and struggling from this year. It's hard to keep the motivation. I think that's the one word we hear the most is, I lost my motivation. I mean, we have top students that tell us that I've lost my motivation. You know, my grades have sunk. And I, you know, I'm getting scared because it's getting into that don't care. It's going on so long. So, you know, it's a whole spectrum of students, you know, that are having challenges, and some are, doing well and taking the opportunity, but far too many are struggling. And this whole theme of the toast, you know, I think about the improved levels and just watch to see, are they going up? Are they going up? What day? What's happening? But my toast would definitely be in the in-person, the smiles, the joy of kids, the joy of kids, because and the smiles, you know, with the mask and the separation, a lot of people aren't even looking at each other in the eyes, you know, and you go to the store and you look down and don't come too
on
close.
On the phone.
So,
So. I want to say that, too. I mean, in a way, like, technology has helped everyone connect, right? And so, but the texting thing, in a way, we're still connecting in a greater scheme. But it's scary. Like, I think it goes back to, like, Ward, what was saying about team sports, team. That I think that's where the motivation part is you want we're herd. We're herd animals, no matter how we look at it, you know.
And now we're
no
separated.
Matter what you believe in, you know, we're a community. We're communal beings. Mm-hmm. We want our family. We want that. And it's like when COVID first started, we started doing our spring radio parties and, you know, anti-COVID, but, you know, we started doing shows every single day while we were in Joshua Tree and getting people together, and people just within the first few weeks and months were missing hugging their friends, seeing their loved ones. I mean, especially those who were elder, in elder care situations. I mean, there were just so many situations. And we're seeing it now, it's a year. So people's patience has run thin. And for kids, I think it's really hard because nobody, I mean, adults weren't doing well with it. Let's put it that way. And also doing well, everyone's doing well and not doing well. It just shows how much we do need to have humanity and love and care. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It does show that we're more loving than we think. While the world is still fighting with itself, you know?
Yeah. There's a term now more than ever, you know, and some people say, well, all these things are always needed, you know, connection and smiles and safety and feeling good. But there definitely is, you know, now more than ever that's going on right now, and we really need to focus on it. A lot of the kids in school are talking about it with them in Zoom school, having their cameras off. You know, their cameras off, and they're not speaking up, and it's like, we don't know what they're doing. A lot of them say they are in video games. They're not paying attention. Didn't start that way, but that's where they ended up over time.
Well, it's interesting. Yesterday we had our first spring party, Champagne Sunday show, and Chef Ivan Flowers was on the show. And he, you know, he's a five-star chef, and he's now teaching culinary arts in Temecula, so high school students. And we talked to him about that because of the shows we've done with you and said, well, what's it like? Are they actually, he's in his home, set up a studio where he's doing video classes for cooking. And I'm like, well, are the parents showing up for that? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, this is cool. Parents, families cooking together. This is some cool stuff. And they said, well, what about the kid? He goes, I get noses. And if I see a nose, I know at least I'm doing something because they don't even show their face. He gets noses. And and then we're like,
well, when we do
smell the TV now.
When we do online, we have the kids turn on their cameras, and first of all, we just spend time for them to get to know each other, you know, and so often it's just they're watching on Zoom, not really knowing who else is on with them. And when they start making friends and you do lots of breakouts and they share with the big group on Zoom and talk about what's going on with them, getting them interacting, then they look forward to it and they want to be on the next day. So that's just culture and safety and getting to know each other and connection. It's like you need to spend time on that and take the time for it.
I want to touch on with Lee Rovdani on this because, Lee, you're the trust architect and your whole change of life of becoming a trust architect and becoming a trust leader and getting involved with trust started at the level of school. It's very interesting.
Years and years ago. But the same things, like I'm hearing what you say, and trust is built, you know, so much. I talk about the five tenets of trust. And the first one, and I haven't weighed them, so I haven't, but just from what I've been able to sense over the years, it's really important that people know that someone cares about them. And it's one of the top tenets of trust. We'll trust somebody, even if they're not that confident, if we know that they deeply care about us. And that's one of the things that I heard you say, is that getting people connected so that they don't feel like they're just a face on a screen, that there's actually someone that's attached to them, and that how do you show care over the screen? So caring is one of the important tenets of trust. And then commitment, consistency, competence, and communication, all of them follow together. So how do you put them all together? And especially, like, I am in such admiration of you as educators who are on the computer for the day, because I do a 3-hour program and I'm exhausted at the end of it. I don't know how you do it day after day. And I don't know how the students are doing it day after day, because I find it exhausting staying attentive, looking at a screen, just physically looking at a screen.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. And Bobby, how do you do it? How do you teach that?
Yeah, I know.
By the way, Bobby, you got to talk about your toast. Like, you got your toast, but is it tea? Because I know you're a tea person. I want to know what your tea is. Does that help you keep going?
It does. Actually, right now I was going to say water, but later this evening it will be with Lee and the Merlot. So I got ahead of me.
Oh, okay. She's back on the Merlot.
Bobby, we'll cheer each other.
But
how do you do that as educators? Keep going and keep that strength going. That's the commitment key of trust, and the tenet of trust and the commitment key of excellence, right?
Yeah, certainly a time for being in the present. This is it, you know, our key, and keeping in that present moment, but watching your own energy levels. Mm. You know, I mean, we have stand, stretch, take breaks, you know, have breakouts and such, but we're not going as long as the schools are all day. So, you know, but it's still so important to watch your energy levels and manage them.
Oh,
look away.
I want to go over to Ward and then Donette too, because Donette, you're dealing with multiple businesses, and I know Ward, you are too. How are you sensing everybody now, Ward, going into it's, you know, this whole COVID is changing in a more positive direction, yet it's not it's positive, but it's like still scary, right? And business is changing. How are you taking that temperature of the business owners that you're working with, of their ability to stay going, that tenacity? And some have to close, and then they'll reopen as something new or different or the same. Everybody's had to make those really tough decisions. How's it been on your side?
Yeah, I help a gentleman who owns a hotel. It's a fairly sizable hotel, and that industry really got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's going to hotels, but some of the government subsidies really did help out there. And now we're starting. You know, obviously we're getting shots. People are definitely. You can just tell people are feeling more confident. And I think that, assuming you can stay open and you don't completely shut down and go into Chapter 11 or whatever else, it's going to spring back. And, you know, like I said, I've seen it in restaurants and my restaurant clients as well. Those guys are pretty good businessmen, and they were able to keep the doors open. And one guy even bought a new restaurant up or a place in San Francisco. He expanded during this time.
Wow.
So those people, they're going to, again, feel the rebound. They were able to keep their doors open with deliveries and things like that. And now that people are coming in, people are starting to flock. They're getting lines again. The seating's still limited, but the business is up. And I think it's just going to continue up. And I think the hospitality industry is going to benefit greatly.
And it's true that in California, you're going to have to spring. You said spring back, by the way. I think that's great. It is a spring happy hour party. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm so weird. But the last time you were on the show, we've talked about the new laws. Every year we do, here's all the new laws for California employment law. And then you read it and you're like, damn, do you even want to be in business anymore? But you do, because you do. If you're an entrepreneur, And employees need to know these laws. So no matter what, if you are in California and you either own a business, run a business, work in a business, you need to know these laws because it all pertains to you. And I love what you do about that and always keeping people informed, because other than what you get in the mail, like everybody have a little sticker, wash your hands, above the sink, you really put it out there for people. The latest was sexual harassment training, child abuse reporting, and training for businesses. So this is something that people have to brush up on now. And as we go into spring, this is now, you need to get back into that mode. Even while you may be reopening or expanding, you need to do COVID training and all of that stuff, and also look at sexual harassment training.
Yeah, absolutely. The law changed dramatically in all those areas you touched on. In most of those cases, employee or businesses that had 50 or more employees had to do the training. And in one case, it's the California Family Rights Act, there's 12 months of leave that can be given for serious health conditions to various people throughout your family if they have serious health conditions as well. So you can take time off. And that only used to apply to 50 or more people. But now California's decided that it's going to apply to all businesses with five or more. And to me, I have to say, I normally see both sides of this coin. I go, yeah, well, it's good that you can get that time off. But, boy, I know some small employers. That's going to be tough for them.
Yeah.
That is going to be so hard.
Yeah.
And so that's the one I think that really is going to be challenging to some of the smaller employers. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of them aren't even aware of it. But under the California Family Rights Act, again, for a serious health condition, and there's some other things, bonding with a baby, things like that, they're entitled to up to 12 weeks off. Now, it's unpaid. And you can combine paid leave with that if you want, but certainly, clearly, 12 weeks off. And so, if you do have five employees, and one of your key employees says, "Hey, I'm going to take off for 12 weeks to bond with my new baby," that could really rock you.
It really can. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the one new law in California that really, we'll just have to see how that shakes out. That could really be a game changer for some people.
You know, when they make these decisions, are they going by any kind of studies or data that leads them to a conclusion that makes sense?
Well, I know in some cases, I don't know about this one, though, specifically. Mm. I don't know if I'm sure that there were data collectors and there were, I would guess that. I would guess, sure,
yeah,
there's some data collection going on. But, legislatures make hamburger, right? I mean, you never know what's going to come out at the end. And so it's just really hard to say what influences that process more than other things, what specific thing influences the process the most. And I don't know in that case. I am not sure.
Mm-hmm. I want to go over to Donette Silva-Carter over in Tulare Chamber of Commerce. Special toast to Donette. Seriously, when the big shutdown happened, Donette was like, "Oh hell no, I'm still going." And
hell no.
No, seriously, no, like no. She just kept going. She created Tulare Lights, this wonderful thing, and once a week, I don't know if it was once a month or once a week, where everybody put lights out, and then they continued on. And she'd started doing Facebook Live videos,
and really educating her members of what was going on with, you know, the payment things and the PPF, PPP, PEP, whatever all that stuff is. There's PP on all of it, but whatever. People needed that, and she kept up with it, and also her board did, and on a state level as well. I tune in for some of them because I'm like, what's going on in the hood? You know, I want to see what's going on in Donette's land, you know. And it was amazing that she really did this. And really, I want to just take my hat off to you, Donette, because we've traveled the country and a lot of places just simply shut. And I understand why and how that happened. But you really just took the helm and went for it. And not just for Tulare, your town, but for your community as a whole, as Tulare County. And I think, you know, what we're talking about with Ward and Bobby with education, those are two things. Lee, talking about trust and leadership, you were the person that people put trust into a chamber of commerce, and they always talk about, well, I didn't get much for my membership from this meeting. Well, did you put yourself out at the meeting? Did you actually go and introduce yourself? You know, you put it way beyond and said, heck no, we're going to do this. You put all those keys of excellence and trust, the tenets of trust, and like if you're going to trust in your chamber, we're here. And I just want to say you really did it, and you're still doing it. And I haven't seen that amount of, like, commitment in a chamber for, I mean, really, you really, hats off. Just going to say there's a lot of great chambers, but just from what I've witnessed, you know, and we've known you for years, but dang, girl, you really
helped. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your kind comments. Yeah, we got hit hard with everything, of course, with our businesses. And, you know, what we do is we champion businesses and we champion our community. And we, just like everyone else, you know, got hit where, okay, wait a second, we've got to change direction with what we're doing here at the Chamber. And we're going to walk alongside our businesses as we've done for over 130 years. And we're going to be there for them. And we stepped up, I think, in a way we never have before, just based on the conditions that were presented to us. And, you know, events went away, but people still wanted to connect. So we had to figure out, you know, how to get them connected and go to that virtual mode. And also, you know, how do we help them survive? I think that was been the biggest thing. I mean, I literally was on the way to a conference where we were on a big business recruitment trip and had to turn around and come back because it got canceled. And so there went the big focus on let's bring, you know, more business to town. And while we still do that, and our city still did that, you know, we, in chatting with our city economic development, it's like, hey, we need the chamber to really focus more than ever before, that same famous term now, more than ever before on that business retention mode and what can we do to make sure our businesses stay in business and putting out all of that education on all those PPPs as you were talking about and all the PPE and everything else.
PPP.
You know, really that, yeah, all the P's and all those helping programs. And then also working, you know, with our county when they said, hey, we're going to have some funds and, you know, we need some assistance with getting information out and working, you know, with our workforce investment board and other partners within the community and our county and region and our city, you know, had funds available. And then just, you know, trying to help people refresh their business plans and really look at what kind of innovation they can employ in their business in order to keep afloat and also to save as many jobs as they could along the way. So it definitely has been, you know, the most challenging of time. This is my 22nd year in the industry, and it's been like, you know, nothing else I've ever encountered, even though we've gone through freezes and other challenges. You know, this one is something that truly challenged, you know, all of our businesses and all of our communities, and it challenges everyone's health. And so it's been a crazy time, but you know what? You walk alongside everybody together. And so we've been doing it, and I really, you know, appreciate that Ward's an expert in what he does. I know that, you know, as these laws come out, We've been a big advocate on behalf of business. What do we need to do to keep the businesses in business? And having new legislation hasn't been the greatest thing, because that usually is something that we call job killers. They are not job creators. And so we've been working with our businesses and trying to be their voice, in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. throughout all of this. But at the end of the day, it's the work that we do with our business community is very rewarding. And I should say that I know we never drew a line in the sand. It wasn't, are you a member? Are you not a member? It's your business that needs help, and we're here. We're going to answer that call.
Yeah. I think that's what was so amazing when I watched happen. And look, there's a lot of chambers doing a lot of good stuff out there, so I'm not, not at all knocking. But when we know, because we got detoured on everything. That's how we ended up in 21 states. And it was cool. but it was a detour. And everybody's been through challenges. I mean, Bobby, in education, holy cow, it's insane. But it does go down to the trust. Lee, at the end of the day, it goes down to trust. Who do you trust to work with, to have that bonding, do you trust your chamber to really get up and do something? You're a member. Think about a chamber of commerce. Here's your dues, and what are you going to make out of it? Like, you pay your $100, $200, $300, whatever it is, depending on where you are and what not. And what's your chamber going to do? I'm going to say, Donette, way surpassed her dues.
Thank you.
And what you make happen, right? And
yeah.
Trust is that. Trust
exactly.
with Bobby, with the youth and the education side. You've got to trust at some point. Doesn't trust boil down to, if you don't trust yourself, you can't trust somebody else to help you?
Well, you have to trust your own judgment, because it starts with that. If I can't trust my own judgment,
did she run away?
Sorry, swallowed wrong.
Yep.
Oh,
is she there?
Somebody give her.
How
her
can
low.
I possibly trust somebody else? Yeah, I need.
She
my apologies.
She needs a Merlot. She needs some water.
Need to
okay.
Merlot.
I know. Give her
how
Merlot.
Can
that's
you trust somebody
not,
else
she's
if you can't trust?
She needs
your own
a
judgment.
Virtual Heimlich.
Oh. Don't give her a cake.
Oh,
not now. Don't give her
no
the cake.
More wine for me, obviously.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
you
know,
be able to trust your own judgment.
Well, and
yeah.
You also, I think we've all found during this time, too, you have to have just more trust in general. And there are all types of new collaborations that have come out of this. I mean, when I look to every challenge situation, and this has, again, been one of the worst, we also look at, there are some positives always that come out of every situation that we encounter. And the new collaborations, because people had to lean on each other more. And so organizations
yeah.
that may not have
yeah.
worked together before, they're all working together now, because everybody
that's
has
better.
To come together to bring their region, their community forward and keep people moving and get everyone through the path that we're encountering. So to me, I think the trust level just increased so much during this crazy time and continuing crazy time, although hopefully not as bad in the future as we move forward. But
and one of the things that we look at too is reputation, because reputation and trust go along together. And a lot of people think that they're interchangeable. And they're not, because trust is forward thinking and reputation is what has occurred in the past. So a lot of times when we're looking at what we can trust, if I'm looking at a chamber of commerce to join, I'm going to look at what's the reputation in the market. And all of the things that you do are things that are developing your reputation. So it's a little bit of both. You have to have that leap of faith, which is the trust, but you also look at how does it combine with a person's reputation.
Or an organization.
Sometimes I think we move so fast in this society. We're always pushing forward, forward, forward. And are we sure that our back doors is what it needs to be? On the back end, are we resilient to any kind of attack of anything or whatever could happen in the marketplace? We're always so focused on pushing forward. Sometimes I think we forget about, are we solid where we are now in order to push forward?
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you, Nancy. That's like serious. It's really serious. Because in the digital technology of now,
especially
like the
digitally,
majority
yeah.
of the companies now, I want to give them the giant finger because
oh,
they're
nice.
like with Windows updates and stuff like that. Like
yeah.
you're now messing with me and my deadlines because you've decided to do this and you now own my computer in some way. Like, honestly, what are you doing? I can delay you. I can do this and that. But you have basically taken me hostage. So my trust in your product went out the window. And
oh.
in this whole digital media age, oh, no, half of them can take it and really go with it because my trust is gone because no of what they're doing. And no, it's really true. Where are the companies now where they're honest and real? And I think that's a huge thing. I want to go to Bobby on this too because I feel like that's a huge part for the youth. But while we're talking about business, war, doesn't that also come down to everything in law? Like if you don't want people to go, you like don't want to go to court, right? In a way, like if a company ends up in a court case, that's not good for them. Solve it out of court first. Get it solved. Like isn't that in a way, like unless it's like – you know what I mean? You don't want to, like, when you look at trust and everything, like, in a way, solve it. Prevention, like a doctor, like Dr. Jackie with heart health will say, prevent the heart disease. And you do a lot of prevention. I know that's a part
yeah.
of what you do.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that's most of what I do, even when I do litigation. And that I probably do more litigation than anything else. I mean, it varies from month to month, year to year. But even when you're in, what seems to be a battle, an adversarial mm-hmm. situation, you want to, most businesses want to take care of it as early as possible.
Yeah.
And it just makes good business sense in most cases. And so mm-hmm. there is that. And part of it, I think, is trust, too. Because there's how long do you want to be hanging out there and maybe getting bad press and
mm-hmm.
and potentially turning off customers that could be coming to you. So yeah, there's a big push even in litigation, but way before you get to litigation, to take care of an issue, take care of a problem, identify mm-hmm. it, and take care of it now. Don't let it hang around. Now, you see people letting it hang around. We only have so much attention span. Sometimes people just make mistakes. If you can, the push is to take care of it earlier rather than later.
Yeah,
before
and we are human.
To the press.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
who you want to interact with, too. Mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. the students and the 8 Keys of Excellence, it's always about who are you and what principles mm-hmm. are you living by, and when you know what you believe in and who you are as a person, and then people trust you because they can know that you're going to be authentic yourself, that you're doing best intentions out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you want. You don't have to interact with everyone, and you know who you are and present yourself and then choose who you want to do business with or interact or
integrity
in your universe. Mm-hmm.
Integrity. The integrity thing is so huge. And to me, I think that is just a huge piece of life. Once you get integrity and live integrity, all the keys come into place. And trust is part of that. You guys share a commitment
yeah.
as a thing, which is beautiful.
But the advertising world has gone through so many changes. And since, we're in the advertising world as well as the literary world, advertising world went crazy for a long time, and the bigger, the more colorful, the more whatever the ad made, okay, it catches your eye to make you read it, but it didn't make the product true or the service true.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we're coming back to, okay, let's use good wording. Let's say what you actually mean and be a little bit more intelligent with advertising where you can't do like paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs on an ad, but you can state in good wording what you're actually about and still have eye-catching ads. And I think, people are, I think we're getting over that cusp of distrusting flashy ads. And, you know, we have radio, we have television, and then we have print. And I think people get inundated, and how are you going to catch your attention and make them believe you to take the step to click on an ad or make a phone call or whatever? And it's really difficult, but I think we're getting to that point where people have calmed down. Like, I think about 7 years ago, got really bad with advertising. And I think it's cleaned up now. You know, I think people are getting to, okay, we went past the, what words to use, era of flashy, got your attention. It's kind of like wrestling.
It's about, it goes down to trust and integrity with whatever you do, put it out there and be real. We got to move on, Nancy. We got to move on.
Sorry.
We got story time. We got to play the word game, and everyone's got to get going, I know. So we're going to play the word game. And the word game is everybody on this show is going to get a word from someone, and you just tell a story from what that word means to you. What does it resonate with? You know, it could be just, oh, this word makes me feel this, or I remember this from my childhood or from my adult life, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. It's just a word game. It's just fun. So we're gonna. Lee Brovedani has played this game already on a show. So she gets to start. Okay, so Lee, you get to give Nancy a word. And you gotta move forward, like you can't sit on it for 10 years. So Lee, give Nancy a word.
Priority.
Ooh.
Hmm. Well, if I'm a mommy bird, my priority is go feed my babies. That's priority.
There you go. Wow. Okay, so Nancy, you get to give a word to Bobby. That's because she's been watching birdies all day here.
I know, but I mean, I'm watching them. It's spring, and they're like either sitting, nesting, sitting, or feeding. And they're intense. So, and like their priority is when the baby comes out, they must feed. And they go crazy flying back and forth. So priority is take care of what's urgent right now.
Hmm. So give a word to Bobby.
Resilience.
Mm-hmm. Resilience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that word.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a great word, and we mm-hmm. are very much tested on our resilience right now. I think it brings pride because there's so much challenge that's been on us, and we're here after how many months of lockdown and all that we've gone through. So I think it brings pride in resilience results that we're still here, and we can feel good about ourselves and it, you know, we strengthen our muscles of what we need to do. So gives us more confidence, leads to confidence.
I agree.
So, Bobby, you get to give Donette a word.
Okay, my word is joy.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. I'm going to tell you that mine is the joyful look on children's faces. That's just when you say joy, I think of my granddaughters, and I just think of happiness and joyful looks and joyful feelings.
Oh, you know what? And I love following your family. You're like, you guys are like the big Portuguese family that I never had. I'm just saying. I know there's a Greek wedding, but I want the Portuguese family. I'm just saying. I want it. I buy in. I'm in. No, I want it. But that is so awesome. I love it. Donette, you get to give Ward a word.
Okay. Character.
Ooh. Well, to get through what we've been through the last year, you really have to rely on the solid foundation that is your character. If you were on shaky ground, I think it was much tougher. You hear these stories about people who are thinking about suicide, who are thinking about negative things. Mm-hmm. It's been very negative, but if you can rely on that character that hopefully your parents gave you and you've developed over time, then, you know, this is just another year, and you gotta mm-hmm. you're going to get through it, and you'll probably thrive at the end if you have that kind of character.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's cool.
Yep.
I know. It makes me feel like, what's this, that movie with River Phoenix and, gosh, the kids, you know what I'm talking about, that movie with the kids. I love it. That old school movie with the kids and the railroad tracks and, I'm going to drive myself
nuts. Stand
by
Me.
Stand by Me. Exactly,
yeah.
Dude.
Right.
Exactly.
I was trying to think too.
Stand by Me. Still like one of, yeah, like, yes, exactly. So, Ward, you get to give me a word so I can give a word to Lee.
Okay.
Now. I'm so scared.
Well, yeah, in keeping with the springtime theme, I think this is a softball. Sunshine?
Oh, cool. Listen, so during COVID, with the beginning of it, everybody got freaked out. And Nancy and I, we were at our friend Jerry's. She has the Homestead Inn. It's up for sale, everybody. Check it out. And just outside Joshua Tree National Park, you can see the entrance from her B&B, her bed and breakfast, but she doesn't run it as a bed and breakfast. But we went outside. So a lot of military guys, so we hung out with the military guys and had a lot of good conversation. But hung outside in the sun during all these radio shows and all this stuff, and we ended up there for 3 weeks. And we kept saying, if you go in sunshine, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
And then they came out with this thing about vitamin D being better. And we're like, no, whatever, Dick Tracy. Yes, sunshine is good. Getting outside. Mm-hmm. And apparently one day I'm going to be in trouble for how much sun I've had on my face. But that was it. And then I do listen to Joe Rogan podcast. Don't nail me for it, but I do.
Oh, boy.
And he went on this whole thing about vitamin D, and I'm like, dude, as we're traveling cross country at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, wherever, I'm like, yeah, he was talking about vitamin D. And then all the stores ran out of vitamin D, so there it is. So that's my sunshine. Just saying. So,
love it.
I know. But anyway, so thank you, Ward. So, Lee, your word. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I want to give you, like, cookies. I can't help it. Can't help it.
You know, one of the things that I've done, like, everyone can do something small, and sometimes it doesn't need to be a big thing to cheer people up. So my thing, I've always been a baker, and I'm told that people really enjoy my baking. So every week I bake something and I distribute a lot of it to the people in the neighborhood. There's two little boys who live next door to us. And when they see me walking up their sidewalk, the biggest compliment I get is that they see me and they lick their lips. So I make cookies and everything from oatmeal chocolate chip to everything with, you know, salted caramel and whatever. Whenever I can find a recipe, I try it. And there's just Rick and I distribute the rest of the cookies throughout the neighborhood. And for
cool.
Valentine's Day, I made cookies that looked like the old sweet tarts that you had with all the little sayings on them.
Ooh.
And packaged them up and distributed them to people around the neighborhood. And it's not a big deal, but sometimes it's the little things that make people smile that make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm so glad they're licking their lips over your cookies and not, you know, being cannibals or anything. I'm just saying.
We haven't determined that. They're still young.
I'm just kidding. But I think that is awesome. And I wish I lived in your neighborhood, but we'll get to your neighborhood. I want to thank you all for joining us. It has been a wonderful happy hour show. Nancy, you got a toast before we run off?
I toast to people who keep on keeping on.
Oh, and it's a good one.
I like that, Nancy.
Too. Yeah,
yeah. Nice.
Everybody, yeah. Keep up with Lee Brovedani. Go to LeeBrovedani.com. She is the trust architect, and she rocks. She has a labyrinth. She's got a dog. She bakes and drinks wine. Go to LeeBrovedani. Libra Vedani, Bobby DePorter, the Queen of Excellence, and seriously, Bobby, people, I think Super Camp has got to be the thing this year. I mean, kids want to get back to it. This is it. Get back to it. Supercamp.com. Come on.
We're excited.
Get back. Yeah, exactly. There's ways to do it. Kids are getting back to school. Get back out there. Have some fun. I want to go play soccer. And I used to play soccer when I was a kid, and I don't know what to do now, but I want to do it. It's Ward's fault now.
I can tell stories about that.
Keep up with Ward at bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. And in Tulare County, Donette Silvercarta, go to tularechamber.org. And discover the sequoias. Go to the sequoias. Talk about fresh air. The biggest trees on the planet. Go to discoverthesequoias.com. I made it .org earlier, but it's discoverthesequoias.com. One of our favorite places. We can't wait. And when we talk about wildflowers, their wildflowers go up from the hillsides and into the meadows through summer. So you will have like 2 to 3 seasons of wildflowers. And big trees.
Dinosaurs
and bears.
Walked through those trees. Dinosaurs
and they just found a dinosaur baby, a fossilized baby dinosaur that is not a bird dinosaur in China. So anyway.
It's a reptile dinosaur.
I know. Like, anyway, thank you all for joining us.
Rex.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
We're going to close with a song. It's a Fabulous Day from Patsy Thompson. She was on our show last spring with her album, It's a Fabulous Day. So here's the title track. It is Keep Up With Us at BigBlendRadio.com. Take care, everybody. And it is A Fabulous Day. The sun is shining once again here in Lubbock, Texas. So here it is. It's a Fabulous Day. Take care, all.
So many drinks, too many tears, all those ways.